possible.
You have to have your pointer on the map there where you shot it at.
At the deer registration station in Barneveld on Friday, Terry Thornton from Middleton and his son Ryan stopped by to register a buck fawn tied to the top of their car that Ryan had just shot in Blue Mound State Park. Thornton supports the DNR's efforts.
Got to be done, you know, eradication, whatever. I think this is the first time in about 3 years that we hit one, shot one. This is your first one.
A few minutes later, Luce Lamar of Madison drives up to register a big doe. Killing does and fawns is exactly what wildlife managers want hunters to do more of to trim the herd. Lamar says he has no problem with that. In fact, he'd like an even longer season in the disease zone so hunters can kill more deer to help prevent the spread of CWD. And he says he'd rather shoot a doe than a buck because they taste better.
Yes, I do like does. My wife once asked me why I didn't bring some bucks home, and when I did, it was pretty tough. Does are good eating.
Lamar says he'll have his doe tested for CWD before eating it. But a few miles away at the Black Earth registration station, Kevin Raymer from Lodi says the testing is a waste of time and money.
We've been eating CWD for 30 years. It doesn't matter if you shot it or he shot it or I shot it. CWD's been here, whether you go to a wild game feed or whatever you do, you've ate CWD and so have I. And they can't prove that it kills anybody, and that's just my thought of it.
Raymer won't be testing the big buck he shot last week. He'd like to see the CWD hunting season simplified because he says it's having a negative impact on the state's hunting tradition.
I know 50, 60 guys from my own business that they don't hunt no more. Because of the CWD and all the problems and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, my son, he's 9. He's been doing this with me since he was just a little guy. By the time he turns 12, we don't even know if he'll be able to hunt.
Initial reports show the deer kill this year in the CWD zone is up 3% from last year. That's good news because the number of deer testing positive for the disease continues to rise. In some areas, it's as high as 15%. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.